11 a.m.
Support comes from Le Restaurant Tante Marie in historic downtown Brobridge, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with a full bar featuring local espressos, beers, and spirits. Featuring live music and dancing all weekend, including a Cajun jam session on Saturday morning. Tante Marie is located at 107 North Main Street in Brobridge. For performance schedules and menus, the website is jamsandbiscuits.com.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute now. Something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Talking about how he can make it right. Yeah. Oh, baby, well, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing's wrong with being in love with someone. Yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Love and happiness. Hey. Love. Good to me, we'll be good together. You see each other, walk away with victory. Yeah, hey baby, oh yeah, love and happiness, love and happiness, love it, make you wanna do right.
Late Etta James from a disc called The Right Time. That came out in 1992. That, of course, was a piece called Love and Happiness. Etta James bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for you here this Friday on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with his program Freetown Radio. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to a Californian by the name of, Sister Lucille, and she has a brand new disc out called Alive. From that disc here, she is with a piece for us called Respect Your Woman.
Man in the corner wasn't treating his woman right. He got up to get him some gin. In the back door, man stole her away from him. Gotta respect your woman. Man, he's long and lean. He's got evil eye and three gold teeth. He come creeping around in the middle of the night. He knows when somebody ain't treating that woman right. You gotta respect your woman.
Thank you. it's just you and I. Not a sound, it's not one sound, just the beat of my poor heart in the dark. Now in the dark, in the dark, I get such a thrill. When he presses his fingertips upon my lips, and he begs me to please keep still in the dark. The rest have left behind. Just let them dance. We're gonna find our man's Lord in the dark.
Nina Simone, recorded back in January of 1967. Nina on guitar and vocals with obviously In the Dark. This is from a disc called The Blues. Before that, we heard Sister Lucille from a brand new disc called Alive. And Lucille did a number for us called Respect Your Woman. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a track from a disc that came out last year, a couple of New Orleans artists, Tiffany Pollock and Eric Johansson. Tiffany Pollock on vocals. She's a fine jazz singer, and Eric Johansson on guitar. He was Cyril Neville's lead guitarist for a while. Here they are doing a number that Nina Simone recorded back in, 1966. Tiffany Pollock and Eric Johansson from the disc Blues in My Blood doing a rendition of Do I Move You.
Do I move you? I am willing. Is it thrilling? Do I soothe you? Tell the truth now. Do I move you? Are you loose now? The answer better be yes. And that pleases me. For this action, does it give you
that
Jimmy Thackeray and the Drivers from a disc called Switching Gears. It came out in Blind Pig Records back in 1998. Thackeray on guitar and vocals. And he had, of course, been the guitarist and one of the vocalists for the band The Nighthawks that operated out of the Washington, D.C. area for some years. Before we heard Jimmy Thackeray, we heard a couple of New Orleanians, Tiffany Pollock and Eric Johansson, from their disc Blues in My Blood that came out last year. We heard them do a rendition of Do I Move You? Music next here on the Blues Box from B.B. King. We're going to turn to a track that was on a record that some people say, for many years anyway, was B.B. King's best live recording. It was done live at the Regal Theater in Chicago back in November of 1964. From that disc, here is B.B. King with a piece called Worry, Worry.
Thank you so much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to go way back. Way back. Story now. Ladies, if you got a man, husband, whatever you want to call him, and he don't do exactly like you think he should, don't cut him because you can't raise him over again, you know. Don't hurt him. Treat him nice. And fellas, I want to say to you, if you got a wife, a woman, or whatever you want to call her, she don't do like you think she should, don't go upside her head. That don't do but one thing. That make her a little smarter. She won't let you catch her the next time. So all you do is talk to her softly. It's real sweet, you know. And you tell her, I know you'll do better. Someday, babe.
Why, thank you, B.B. King. Again, number call, Worry Worry, the B.B. King recorded live at the Regal Theater in Chicago back in November of 1964. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And it's time now to take a look at some of the music happening around the area. There are some events that have been canceled. Bach Lunch has been canceled for today, as well as Downtown Alive, which would have taken place at Parc Sanssouci in downtown Lafayette this evening at 6. Both those events canceled due to concerns of the coronavirus. And there are a number of other club offerings and schedules that have been put into effect during the week. So if you're going to go out and listen to some music, you might want to check the Facebook pages of some of these venues to make sure that they are open or that they are going to have music. A lot of people are due to concerns of the virus or not having their regularly scheduled events. Otherwise, Scott H. Byram is scheduled to play at Blue Moon Saloon tonight at Rock and Bowl, Bag of Donuts, plus Rouge Crew. Nouveau String Band is playing tonight at Tante Marie's in Bro Bridge starting at 6:30. Also this evening, Amelia and the Jimmy Kelly Cajun Trio will be performing at Hideaway Kitchen on Lee Street. At Route 92 in Youngsville, Kip Sonier, the 337 band, scheduled to play at the Grouse Room this evening. Ariana Lyons duo will be playing at Legends Pub. The Keith Blair band featuring Michael Juan Nunez and others will be playing at Artmosphere. Also tonight, Hugh and the Wrecking Crew are scheduled to play at Agave Mexican Cantina on Jefferson Street. Five bands are playing at Bisbano's. Rusty Metayer will be at Cowboys tonight, and there are three bands performing at the Freetown Boom Boom Room. Tomorrow morning, there's a Cajun Jam scheduled at Tante Marie's from 11 to 1 p.m., 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it'll be led by Chad Huval, and then later at 6:30 p.m. at Tante Marie's in Brobridge, Cheryl Cormier will be playing. Rouge Crew will be at Grouse Room tomorrow night. Dylan Oquan and the Judy's Rambler scheduled to be at La Poussière in Brobridge. The Keith Blair Band will be playing Legends Pub. The Specklers, as well as Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys, are scheduled to play at Artmosphere at Rock and Bowl tomorrow. The Chee Wees, Vermilionville's Cajun Jam for tomorrow afternoon has been canceled. Dustin Saunier and The Wanted will be playing at Cowboys. There are three bands playing at The Pearl. Also tomorrow night at Route 92 in Youngsville, Travis Mott, Willie T, and Lynn August are scheduled to play at Pat's Fisherman's Wharf. And let me see, Forrest Yuval Trio will be at the Hideaway Kitchen. Groove Grove and Talker will be at Blue Moon Saloon. On Sunday, Kay Lalonde is playing at Tante Marie starting at 10:30 a.m. Junior Lacrosse will be at Pat's Chafalaya Club Sunday. Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie play Rock and Bowl. Jackie Caillé, Ivy Dugan, the Cajun Cousins are scheduled to play at La Poussière and Brobridge. Caleb Olivier will be at Legends Pub. And Deuce Chambers and Zydeco Integrity will be playing at Vermilionville for the Bal de Dimanche Sunday afternoon. Earlier we'd said that was canceled. That's not the case. They had never canceled it. They did cancel the jam tomorrow, of course. So the event at Vermilionville Sunday at 1 will be taking place. Also scheduled a Cajun Jam at Bayou Test Brewery in Arnaville, and Esther Rose and Sam Dorez will be at Artmosphere. Every Monday night, there's a Bluegrass Jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. And this coming Monday night, Lee Allen, Zeno, and friends will be at the Brass Room. And, of course, every Wednesday night, there's a Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And, again, we suggest that if you are planning to go out this weekend, that you double-check maybe the Facebook pages of the venue that you intend to attend and make sure that there are things going on. The Celtic Bayou Festival has been canceled. That was a big one. It was this evening and also tomorrow at Warehouse 535. So you definitely want to check on things before you take for granted that there will be entertainment at some places. We're going to turn to Howling Wolf back in back in 1970, the Chess record sent Howling Wolf to London to record with Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, a lot of the best-known blues British blues rockers. And they came up with an album called The London Howling Wolf Session. From that album, recorded on the 6th of May in 1970, here's Howling Wolf and the rest of the crew doing a number called Do the Do.
One, two, three, four.
Well, I know I've got a pain. And I know love is true. But you ain't seen nothing till you see her. See her. Take a show, take a time, move a boy like I move mine. When she dances, you'll love her too. Once you see her, do the do. Position, love or two, when you see her, do the do. You ain't seen nothing till you see her do the do. She put me out on the road. Ever since that day, boy, my life ain't been the same. I've been drinking and gambling ever since the girl been gone. I've been drinking, I've been gambling ever since the little girl been gone. God dog. I've been drinking, drinking, drinking my life away. I left my wife and my baby boy. She was only 4 days old. I left my wife and my baby.
Little Jeb was only 4 days old. I hope she had learned to call another man daddy. Lord, that's what's worrying me. Mike, I got the blue. Get funky. I feel it. I feel a teardrop. I feel a teardrop. Teardrop in my eye. Look at the tear, look at the tear. My wife back again, boy. I ain't gonna drink a gamble no more. Get my wife back again. I ain't gonna drink a gamble no more. How much that? I'm gonna sit home, sit home.
John Lee Hooker on guitar and vocals, with Deacon Jones on organ, and also Mike Osborne on doing some nice lead guitar work there. This from a disc called Jealous that came out back in 1986, and that, of course, was the number called When My First Wife Left Me. Before we heard John Lee Hooker, we heard Howling Wolf from the London Howling Wolf Sessions Wolf, along with Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts. Hubert Sumlin was in on those particular sessions. In fact, there's this funny story about the Chess Brothers did not want to send a Hubert Sumlin along with a Howling Wolf from Chicago to London. They didn't want to pay for his fare, I guess. And when Eric Clapton heard about that, he was alleged to have said, well, if Hubert isn't going to be there, I'm not going to be there either. So that put Hubert back in those sessions. We're going to have blues next here on KRVS from Cephas and Wiggins, a wonderful Piedmont-style blues duet that recorded for quite a number of years together until John Cephas passed away in March of 2009. We're going to go back to a disc they had out in 1995 on Alligator Records. The disc is called Cool Down. Here's Cephas and Wiggins with a number called Blues Will Do Your Heart Good.
Time my lover turned me down. She act like she don't want me around. She act like I'm her enemy. I believe she got it in for me. When things don't go the way they should, I just remember that blues will do your heart good. Blues will do your heart good. Blues will do your heart good. When things don't go the way they should, I just remember that blues will do your heart good. I remember when I lost my job. I was thinking about the choke and raw. But if I ever went to jail, my own mother wouldn't go my bail. Things won't go the way they should, I just remember that blues will do your heart good. Blues will do your heart good. Blues will do your heart good.
when things don't go the way they should. I just remember that the blues will do your heart good. Never give up on your dream. Times are not as hard as they might seem. Remember what the old folks say. Every dog will have his day. And when things don't seem to go the way they should, I just remember that the blues will do your heart good. No, the blues will do your heart good. Blues will do your heart good. When things don't go the way they should, I just remember that blues will do your heart good. The blues will do your heart good. The blues will do your heart good. When things don't go the way they should, I just remember that blues will do your heart good.
Not best in town, but I'll be the best to the best come around. It's been like breathing, and I would like to know. Shop. I'd like to try lollipop. Would you smell like breathing? Now I would like to know. Not the best, not the best in town, but I'll be the best until the best come around. It's been like breathing, I would like to know. Not the best, not the best in town, but I'll be the best until the best come around. What this man like, baby, and I would like to know.
Good gravy. That was Sonny Boy Williamson the First, real name John Lee Williamson, originally from Tennessee, recorded in Chicago on that track in the late 1930s. He was preceded by Cephas and Wiggins. We heard Cephas and Wiggins from the disc Cool Down. Again, that came out on Alligator Records back in the mid-1990s. They did a number for us called The Blues Will Do Your Heart Good. Next, we're going to turn to Sonny Boy Williamson, number two, also known as Alec Miller or Rice Miller. Rice was a nickname for him. And the story has it that that he took the name Sonny Boy Williamson. He claimed to be the original Sonny Boy Williamson, but he didn't record until after the first Sonny Boy Williamson had been killed. Sonny Boy the first was murdered in the summer of 48 and at the age of 34. Sonny Boy Williamson the second first recorded around 1950, 1951, right in that time period. But Sonny Boy the second had a radio show called King Biscuit Time on KFFA radio station in Helena, Arkansas, and it said that his sponsors suggested that he take the name, appropriate the name Sonny Boy Williamson, as a lot of people had heard about Sonny Boy Williamson, but maybe a lot of people hadn't actually heard him, so Sonny Boy the second could build on the fame of Sonny Boy the first. It's so the story goes. We're going to turn to Alec Miller. Sonny Boy Williamson recorded in August of 1951, doing a number called Pontiac Blues. Some suggest a tune that was the impetus for the tune was the fact that Sonny Boy's friend Robert Jr. Lockwood owned a Pontiac at the time. Elmore James, one of the guitarists on this next track, Willie Love on piano.
She said, I like my big daddy, but I'm crazy about his Pontiac. We gon' drive out on the highway, turn the bright lights off. Oh, we driving on the highway and cut the bright lights off. We gon' turn the radio on and get music from up the north. Yeah. That's a whole lot of loving, and that's pretty funny.
Is the man of the house at home? Your MasterCard is overdue. Mr. Moe, we need a payment from you. Right now. Right now, right away. Look at here. I ain't got nothing to send you today, but I'ma give you all your money soon as I get paid. Soon as I get paid. Well, now, the joint was jumping. It was Saturday night. Her hair was long and her dress was tight. I looked at her, she looked at me, and the champagne started flowing till a quarter to three. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Till a quarter to three. Look, Mr. Bartender, I'm gonna make it okay. I give you all your money soon as I get paid. Soon as I get paid. Monday morning, money gone. Doggone cheap. Don't worry, I'll get you straight. We'll be fine. You know what? You'll get yours when I get mine. The IRS said your tax return is a terrible mess. We want our money. We don't like to wait. Please come in and see us on such and such a day. Right now. Oh yeah, right away. But well, I ain't got nothing to send you today, but I'ma give you all your money as I get paid. Yeah, soon as I get paid. Well, well, soon as I get paid. First night Friday evening, soon as I get paid. Better catch me before Monday. As I can be.
Gotta be Keb Moe, soon as I get paid. This is from Keb's disc, Slow Down. Before we heard Keb Moe, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson II, recorded in August of 1951 for Trumpet Records. Again, he had with him Willie Love on piano and Joe Willie Wilkins and also Elmore James on guitars. And he did a number called A Pontiac Blues. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. You can find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and our URL on the internet is krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but also by listeners like you. We'd like to thank all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support. We're going to turn to blues harp player Jerry Portnoy. We heard him earlier with the legendary blues band. He's going to take us up to news time with NPR. We'll be back at at 12:06 with some Slim Harpo, so keep that dial on 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles.
We'll be right back.